This is Podtacular episode 150, Custom and Creations, for the week of February 26, 2008.
You're pissing me off. Oh my, I didn't know I had cursive in my vocal structure.
Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Podtacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight.
It's come down to just you and me.
Welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm Fumo Jive.
And I'm Oil.
I'm in Juchka Mari.
I'm Max Cardass.
All right, welcome guys. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Now, you guys are from Halo3.junk, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yep.
Good stuff. Now, this is formerly Halo2.junk.ws, of course. For those of you who've been keeping track, and these guys have been around for quite a while, done a really great job with the stats tracking website there, Halo3.junk. And I'd like to kind of talk to you guys a little more about that. So I understand can you tell us a little bit about the site and how it works, what it does?
Probably Indu, or I know Oil.
Yeah, I'll let Indu take that one.
Whoever wants to take that one.
Yeah, all right, I can talk about that one. Basically, what we do is we take all the statistics that Bungie provides, and we try and report it for all of our members. Mm-hmm. And a couple of our key features are we offer leaderboards. Bungie does not offer for obvious reasons anymore. We offer forum signatures that automatically update with people's statistics. And we offer filtering, which allows you to go and view specific games. Like if you want to view all the games of Capture the Flag played on midship, but that wouldn't work. all the games you went and played on Headlong, go see that.
That doesn't exist either.
Oh.
You do play Halo, right?
How about Guardian? How about if I want to go on Guardian, I can do that.
Yeah, you can do that.
Start over.
Nice.
Without boarding action.
Midship. No, not midship. Headlong. No, not headlong.
No boarding action.
Something like that. Anyway, well, that's really cool. So the signatures, I've used those quite a bit. And I think it seems to me that that's like the most compelling feature on the site is like being able to go on and get a forum signature or something like that that actually updates with your level, with the weapons you use, with anything like that. And it has all kinds of different graphical things on there. It can look really sharp, and you can customize it to no end. You know, and then it'll just update as you play. It's just really a cool deal.
Yeah, that's Oil's creation there. And
yeah,
put tons of work in it. Like, unbelievable. I don't know if you want to talk a little more about that, about, you know, what you've done, how long that took you to create that thing. Just, I know you're working on it for a while.
Well, with Halo 2, it was really just whatever I came up with, we put in there. And with the new site, we actually made a designer that we give to people who donate and support our bandwidth and all that. We give them this designer that allows them to take their own pictures and decide everything from how big the font size is on something to placement and all of that.
Wow. Yeah, that must have taken a huge amount of work there. Now, other people can go in and get predefined templates and things like that, right?
Yeah. People make designs, and then we pick the good ones and put them on the site for everybody to use.
Nice. Now, previously, I know there was like a limitation on how many people could sign up at Halo3.junk at a time. Do you guys still have that? Do you periodically make new slots available and things like that?
Yeah, we pretty much open up 100 a day for the most part.
Okay.
Yep. Trying to keep bandwidth down, all the stats, people playing thousands of games.
Right.
Yeah, our biggest concern as of late has been we've basically been growing, our database has been growing at about 40 gigs a month.
Wow.
And eventually it's going to get too big for our hard disks, and that'll be a problem.
Hmm. Wow.
Hopefully we don't have to purge. I mean, that's the one thing we've definitely pride ourselves on, that we, at least for Halo 2, we never had to purge any of our games, which, you couldn't do it basically any other stat site or even Bungie.net, because they, you know, they purge all their games as well. So, as of now, we can, you know, you can go back to day one. If you were one of those people that, you know, picked up the game, you know, right on release date, we can pull all those games from, you know, now on, and, you would have them in there. So hopefully we can, figure out a way to maintain that in the future.
Nice. So you mentioned, back to the stats now, you mentioned that, you have, leaderboards. I know you have a very comprehensive stat package that doesn't get deleted there, like you were just talking about. What else is there that's a improvement over the Bungie stats? Because I know you guys, it gets extremely detailed in the stats, and it's really
definitely
cool.
Definitely the game search.
Yeah?
The game search is probably one of the better things that we have on Bungie. I mean, you can go in, like you said, with a map. Well, Halo 3 maps, obviously. You can pick your map, playlist. You can say, a game where I got more than 4 kills and 2 double kills, less than 3 deaths, and it'll just give you a list and say, these are the games that fit your criteria, and just you can really narrow it down.
Oh, nice. So
yeah,
you can you can see, like, who you play best with, or what maps you play best on, or what weapons you use that are that work the best for you, and different things like that. Cool.
All that stuff.
And Oil also whipped up some other extra things that you can't get on Bungie at all, like how many your vehicle kills percentage, like how many times you kill, you know, out of all your vehicle kills, you know, if you prefer the Ghost, or if you prefer the Wraith, or you know, other things where, like, your stick percentage, it, you know, calculates your grenade kills and see how accurate you are with sticks, or your even your headshots with the snipers, with the sniper rifle, since the sniper rifle metal is based off a headshot versus how many times, you know, you kill them off with, you know, a shot in the toe.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. So you can, like, kind of measure that compared to how you were doing before and try to improve on your different statistics there.
Right. Exactly.
That's cool. Awesome. So where do people go to sign up for this? I mean, is it free, or how does it work?
Well, everything's provided free of charge. Like you said before, we have to limit it to about 100 members a day. We usually open it up and make it available to people sometime in the morning. And usually we've filled up by mid-afternoon or early evening.
Wow.
So you kind of got to get there quick. But other than that, it's completely free of charge. It takes a couple days to get all your stats back to when you started playing. But once they're in there, we're usually able to keep up to date within a couple days.
Wow. So
yeah, I'd say on average it takes about 2 days to... one day or two once you get done playing, you know, for a night, hop back on in the, you know, next evening or something like that, and they're usually there.
Good stuff, and then all that will update in your forum signatures and the whole deal, huh?
Right.
Good stuff.
And we do that for campaign games as well.
Oh, really?
As well as multiplayer games, yes.
Which is another thing, Bungie doesn't have the aggregates for skulls, for campaign kills on enemies and medals and all that stuff.
Oh, that is so cool.
Basically, everything we offer for multiplayer games, we offer campaign games as well.
Nice. So you could go and, like, put in your forum signature that, you know, you got 6 skulls and you kind of want to show it off, and you can put that on there and it'll show how many skulls you got.
Well, not quite yet for the campaign stats on the SIGs. I haven't finished that yet. But it's on the list.
It's all still a work in progress.
Yeah.
It will tell you how many skulls you used in a game, though.
Oh, like I see. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, like if I go in with 6 skulls, you know, or if I turn on all, was there 12, I think? Mm-hmm. You can run in and turn them all on, and it'll say, hey, you know, you played Floodgate with 12 skulls on, and this is how you did.
Oh, nice. Okay, well, cool. So they can just go to halo3.junk.ws and sign up for that then, for all that stuff, I guess. Good stuff. Well, cool. So moving on to, I understand you guys have a team called the Junkies, right?
Yes, we do.
Oh, good stuff.
Yeah, that was actually spawned off of last time we actually had an interview with you guys, and I remember a conversation we had after we went off air where we were like, hey, you know, you should get a team together.
Mm-hmm.
And, cause we have the All-Stars and, you know, guys should play us. And, you know, we kind of threw the idea around a bit, and, my wife and I, Athena, we headed that up, and we've been, you know, running it strong for quite some time.
Oh, okay.
Back from Halo 2.
Your wife plays Halo 2? Or Halo as well?
Oh, yeah. I've met my wife over Halo.
Whoa. That's wild.
Yeah, damn, yeah, so that's a whole another story though, but it's a good accomplishment, I think.
Yeah, I guess that could go for a long time, eh?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool though, man. Wow, you're a lucky man, I must say.
Well, thank you. But yeah, with the team, you know, we basically what we do is we hold tryouts every once in a while. So, you know, anybody after a while, you know, if they, you know, newcomers that just got into Halo or people that you know, trying to just find a community to fit into, you know, mm-hmm. we try to keep the opportunity open to everybody. And what we do is basically we try to have a challenge once a week. So we go out and we find a community, and we have practice once a week as well. So we just kind of, you know, keep up our skills. We're basically a competitive community clan where, as in, we try to take the, you know, the best skill wise of the site, but we also try to take the most respectful people as well. We don't want people that might be the best, because yeah, well, I could go on the site right now and search for, you know, the best player, you know, ever and get him on a team, but he could be one of those cocky, arrogant jerks that, you know, you don't want them representing the community.
Right.
We, you know, on top of having a, you know, tough time playing us, you know, we also want to bring a good game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that makes sense, definitely. I mean, you got to have the right attitude, right? Because just being the best single player doesn't necessarily mean that it'll work together as a team.
Right. I mean, and also, you know, with other communities, I mean, who wants to play a bunch of jerks? I mean,
exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
Well, and frankly, if you want to do that, you just go into ranked matching.
well, now it's social, or yeah, that's actually ranked matching, and you can just wait till, you know, the game ends and have all the little kids swear at you. So,
yeah, such is life.
We try to avoid that.
Yeah. We should probably be quiet about that, though. They might make up a substantial part of your listeners.
Well, I'll tell you, man, the way to do it is like go into matchmaking with a team and just set it to team only, and you're in good shape, you know?
Yeah.
Definitely.
It definitely works. I'm just too lazy to remember that when I log on.
Well, I'm the same thing. I mean, I'll go into matchmaking by myself sometimes, and then I'll, you know, I'll encounter the stuff that we all know happens in matchmaking. Then I'll be like, oh, why did I even turn on voice? Well, I mean, I do this every time. I turn it on expecting people to actually work together and say, you know, call out locations and stuff like that. And I hear all this junk and forget it. Just turn it off. So, oh.
Yeah. And I think that's the beauty of, you know, having gaming communities and things like that,
definitely.
You know, like yours and ours. And, you know, it's just where, you know, a bunch of people can get together and not have to worry about that.
Right. And that's the way to overcome that is going with a team of, team of people that you know or, you know, or at least in case like a community, like you're talking about, team of people that you know by association in a way, you know?
Yeah. And I must say your guys over there definitely are quite impressive. And they handed it to us a couple months ago when they played.
Yeah, the All-Stars are no joke, man. They don't mess around, definitely. They take it serious. But they're all cool guys, though. You know, we pick those guys as the best of the best in our pro clans. We have our recreational and our pro clans, and we pick those guys not just as the best players, but also the people that will best represent Podtacular, you know, in a respectful way and in a friendly way and stuff like that. So, yeah, they're all good guys, you know. So,
yeah,
definitely.
Definitely. I think they actually have a match tonight.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah.
You know,
so
shows how,
wish them luck.
Yeah, definitely. Shows how much I keep track on these things sometimes. You know, it's like I'm so busy doing the podcast, it's kind of hard to keep up with everything else. But, you know, that's the beauty of it. I don't have to be, you know, babysitting every single little thing. Everybody's doing their own thing, and we're all kind of working together, so it works out. But, you know.
Well, that's why we dragged Dave along, X-Garden along to the interview, because I actually had lost track of all the junkies goings-on with all the work that Oil and I have been doing on this site.
You
lose track of all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I handle the community stuff, and they keep the site up and running, so.
Nice. Well, that's the way to do it, man. I mean, you know.
Also, we have who's not here today, unfortunately, but Monkey Nuts. He's our he basically handles a lot of our inner forums, because we have forums on our site as well, and he does a very good job handling a lot of the junk that goes on there at times. So
okay, so
we want to hand it to him for.
So you're saying that your forums are handled by Monkey Nuts?
Yes, they are.
Okay, just checking. All right. Understood. Say no more. But anyway, no, that's cool. Well, welcome, guys. It's really good to have you on the show, definitely. And you guys do a great, you guys do a great service for the Halo community, you know, the Halo Nation, and it's definitely cool to have you guys as a part of the Halo Nation. So, good job on that site and the community.
Good
as
to
it
be
goes
here.
Along.
Yay. Definitely.
Well, in case you guys didn't notice, JVB isn't here. Turns out he's sick tonight, unfortunately, but hopefully he will be getting better. And for the rest of the show, we have the Customs and Creations, where we're going to be talking about the custom games that the Halo Nation has sent in for you guys to check out, and also the Forge maps, map edits that have been sent in. And usually they kind of go together. So we're going to get through as many of these as we can and let you guys know about some of the cooler maps going on in the Halo community. So why don't we start off with, I guess I'll start off with one from Dakota 007 here. Actually, did one of you guys want to take this one? Someone was reading, talking about it earlier.
I was reading this one, I believe, and I'll read what it says. It says, hey, Dakota 007 here. I've made many Halo 2 maps. Check them out. It says, my friends love Super Zombies, Las Vegas. It's a section where zombies have super speed, jump, and no shield, and unlimited sword. They spawn near the Pelican, the only tank on map. Humans spawn with pistol on the opposite side in an underground room with a Gauss. I'm trying to figure out when I'm reading this right now what map this is actually on.
And yeah, he doesn't even say, does he?
I can't tell, unfortunately.
Maybe Relic? Relic. You know what I'm talking about. The, not Relic, Sandtrap Relic. That was Halo 2.
Maybe it's on Beaver Creek. just to throw another one of those Halo 2 maps in, you know?
Yeah.
Well, he did say he's made many Halo 2 maps and not Halo 3 maps.
Maybe it's on Truth and Reconciliation.
See, he's got it all confused just like I do. Now I don't feel so bad.
Yeah. Could be. No, I think it's Sandtrap. I'm not entirely sure, but I don't know. But then this could be any map pretty much that has a Pelican on it. Well, I know Valhalla does.
It might be on. It might be on the Forge map.
It could be. You mean Rat's Nest? Because it can't really be on that because you can't get to the Pelican.
Yeah, it's true.
The mystery must be solved. We got to know which map this is. But so what else does he have to say here on this?
All right, guys. Well, this is Indu again. Oil and X-Garden both had to step out for a moment due to some technical difficulties. So I'm going to finish reading up this custom from Dakota. Anyway, he continues saying that the human spawn with a pistol on the opposite side in an underground room with a Gauss. We still don't know what map this is, so it's a little hard to tell exactly what he's talking about here.
Yeah, really.
But the human also spawn with a hog and four mongoose and lots of weapons, including a rocket launcher. He says there's rockets all around the map. Mm. And aside from that, he says check this out on his file share. Unfortunately, his file share has 30 custom games in it, so you'll have to try them all out and figure out which one this is. And he's also got a website, cockadooproductions.org. So you should check that out.
Nice. Well, good stuff. Check out the link in this file share if you want to find out what map this is. Probably is listed on there, I'm sure, somewhere. Anyway.
I was looking through it. I can't figure it out.
Oh, yeah? It's a mystery, dude. Yeah. This is like, it's going to take some detective work to figure out, man. I'm going to have to put on my hat and get my pipe.
Well, make sure you put a picture in the notes of you wearing that hat.
I will, of course, naturally. Right. And my handlebar mustache, of course. That's par for the course.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, got to have that. Well, on to Doom Jellyfish, who says, I just have an interesting tip for Forge. You can create somewhat of a super bounce if you place two man cannons facing each other. That's cool. Just place one anywhere and face the second one about 2 feet away, and bingo. If you enter on either side, it will launch you straight up. If you put this near where the rocket launcher spawns on Rat Race, you can get on top of the little room that pokes out of the wall. Keep on fragging Atkins guns, Doom Jellyfish. Yeah, that's pretty cool, though.
I'm not a big forger, but that's interesting to know.
Yeah, I'm sure that can be really useful, in different situations where basically you want to make a double man cannon, like a super powerful man cannon that'll send you flying all over the place.
Yeah, or one that goes straight up, I guess, is what it sounds like.
Yeah, that too.
That's pretty cool.
Or you can put it at an angle, whatever you want to do.
So. Yeah, I guess if you're right. Yeah. All right. So. Well, Halo Master writes in and he says, okay, Podtacular, just developed an awesome game type. Well, let's see if it's awesome. It's called Super Spartan Fortress. It starts off as a 2v1, 3v1, or 4v1 infection game type. Then it gets interesting. The humans, or non-zombies, start out in a fortress with lasers, rocket launchers, sniper rifles, beam rifles, brute shots, and SMGs. But they also have 300% shield, 50% gravity, and one-hit kill. But zombies have 300% speed, shield leech, and access to all vehicles, including tanks. But the Spartan shields don't regenerate, so when your shields go out, you can go through the teleporter into the sniping spot and hunker down. But when all of the humans but one have been infected, the survivor needs to go through the teleporter to the sniping spot where he can snipe or jump down and steal a vehicle. But the zombie's goal is simple. It's just to kill the survivor. Hmm. Well, this one, it sounds like it's on high ground.
Yeah, it does. More mystery maps.
See there. See, I've been able to figure out one of these Halo 3 maps.
Hmm. Yeah, well,
cool. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes these zombie games kind of blur together, you know? You make everybody super crazy strong with superpowers and speed and everything else, and I don't know. But it does sound interesting, though. I mean, there sounds like there's a little more to it with being able to teleport out and kind of go for the secondary plan kind of thing if you lose the main base.
I've never really played a zombie game with a lot of big power vehicles. That would be interesting.
Yeah, and especially with zombies having vehicles too. That might be a little different.
Hmm. That is true.
Okay. Well, thanks, Halo Master. On to Dark Lederhosen. Dark Lederhosen. That's a weird name. Wonder where that came from, Lederhosen. She says, hey guys, this is my first time riding in. Anyway, on Foundry, on to business. I've been working on a new map variant called Floating City, which has been taking some time. It's been totally surreal, the whole thing. The whole city is floating boxes. What? Floating boxes, you say? This is crazy. It's pretty gangsta, he says. Naturally. I need some suggestions on what to do with the floor in my map, because it has nothing on it. There's nothing on the floor. I was thinking about vehicles for a little bit, but decided against it. No vehicles. What am I going to put? I can't make it lava either. What should I do? Anyway, PM me if you want to put this map on my file share, if you want me to. Otherwise, what do you think? Keep on fragging trucks and the noobs that drive them. Dark Lederhosen.
So it sounds like our friend with dark leather shorts with suspenders, which is what they're looking suggestion.
Yeah, I mean, I usually wear that when I put my Sherlock Holmes hat on and everything, so it works well. It's kind of a...
Don't ever post a video of that.
Well, they're not tight leather pants. They're pretty loose. It's pretty odd looking at first, but then you get used to it.
You really don't want to talk about that anymore. People don't want to hear that.
Yeah, I guess not. But now we all know what Lederhosen means.
That is.
And poor Dark now has to change his gamer tag. Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess continuing on, we've got a write-in from Big Red Dog 59. He says he's just sending in his customs. He's made two maps on Foundry called, looks like one called Indestion. I think he might mean Ingestion.
Or Indigestion?
Or Indigestion. I'm not really sure. I don't think that's a word, though. But anyway, his other one is called Town Central. That one's easy to see. And both are good for all game types except Juggernaut. Town Central is a bunch of buildings surrounding the water fountain in the middle. There are rockets, shoddy, and snipes on both sides, all with limited ammo but faster respawn times, so things aren't too hectic. He said there's a few hidden things, like two firebombs and what he calls a law enforcer, which is a sentinel beam, that are very lightly hidden. The other map has the same rocket rush from the pit, not quite sure what that means, but he says it has swords and flamethrower, though, instead of rock. He said he's going to change a little, but aside from that, he said land grab is really fun on these, and he said there's some territory that's blocked in the middle of the hallway so that both teams can contest it, but there's no way to kill the other player. So that one sounds like it could actually be pretty interesting.
So I guess he's saying both of these, you have kind of big central areas in the center. You spawn at opposite ends of it, and pretty much just a rush for the power weapons in this in the center there.
Yeah.
Kind of like midship. Sort of, except for It's not like all the power ups necessarily. That's one of those
nice Halo 2 maps. Stop trying to confuse me, man. I'm having a hard time without you confusing me.
It's like Counter-Strike. Wait, no.
Oh, well, I haven't played Counter-Strike, so that'll be okay. You can talk about that.
I haven't really played it either. I couldn't think of a map from Counter-Strike because I've never played it. So.
Actually, that second one sounds like it's on the picks. He's talking about that hallway in the middle.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It could both be pretty interesting. So you guys might check out Big Red Dog 59's map.
Yeah, do that. Okay, one from Phil101 writing in, saying, "Hey, Halo Nation, here to tell you about my newest map that I've created called Home Sweet Home. This is because the main base resembles a house. Home Sweet Home, HSH, is mainly built for one flag and one bomb, but it's also made for territories, Slayer, King of the Hill, and Oddball. And symmetrical game types like Slayer and Oddball, two sniper towers spawn on opposite sides of the map near the middle. In asymmetrical games, one flag and one bomb, the sniper towers are gone, and the defenders spawn with the only sniper in their base. The attackers have a shotgun and rockets to use in their assault of the base. There are four ways into the base. One in front, one in back, one on either side. The best way is through the back, because there's an active camo and a flamethrower, which is a deadly combo. Other weapons such as BRs and SMGs are scattered around the map. Overall, I had fun on this map in every game I've played on it. It's in my file share under my gamer tag Phil101 as Home Sweet Home. Okay, my second creation that I've created is the newest and most unique zombie game type out there." Wow, that's a tall order there. It's called Airborne Virus, and it's played on my map Fly Zone. Which makes this game so unique is the fact that zombies have rocket launchers and plasma pistols rather than swords. The humans spawn next to a large weapon cache along with four banshees and two hornets." Oh, cool. "The humans' only chance of survival is to get in the flying vehicles and try to dodge the zombies' rockets. This game is insane with 10 or more people because there are rockets flying around everywhere. The game is in my file share. The game is Airborne Virus, and the map is Fly Zone. And there's a link in the show notes. Feel free to check that out. And it says, please rate it and leave me some feedback. Great job on the podcast. Shoutouts to Blademaster220 and JVB for helping me pwn some noobs in Team Slayer. And keep teabagging noobs that camp with power weapons. Thanks for reading." Cool. That
I gotta
sounds
say
cool.
That Airborne Virus actually sounds pretty fun to me. I'm always a fan of rocket-type games because it's the only time I can ever hit anything.
Yeah, it does sound fun, man, with the rockets like just streaming over, like all over the place and everything, and you're just like occasional plane like flying out of the sky. And
yeah, I mean that's my kind of game where you only have power weapons like that because then it's easy to hit things.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And with so many, you know, flying vehicles flying around all over the place, too, it's just, that could be pandemonium easily, for yeah. Sure. I'm sure there would be those times that you dodge one rocket just to fly into the next one. With so many.
Well, that would be just my luck, I'm sure.
You're a lucky guy, aren't you?
Oh, tell me about it. All right, next one up, we've got game type, or at least it looks like a map, from Nator Lard Tazium. He says he's the lardiest Tazium you'll ever see.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we won't get to see him on here because this isn't one of those fancy video podcasts.
Does he wear leather pants with suspenders?
Hmm?
Does he wear leather pants with suspenders?
I don't want to know. But he's been working on a map called Death Pit, and it's on Foundry, and he says it's a pyramid turned upside down, and everyone spawns in the bottom, and it's a mad dash to get to the top. And
oh, wow.
He calls it Death Pit because if you spawn in the pit, you die.
Dude, that's like the Sarlacc pit or something.
Yeah. You don't want to fall in and get eaten for, what is it, like 10,000 years?
Yeah, digested for 10,000 years, right?
Yeah, I'd rather pass on that.
Yeah, no thanks.
So.
Well, good stuff. Death Pit. Nice. Have to try that one out. Okay, on to Moonman2282, who says, "Hey, Podtac peeps, I have an idea for a custom game on the map Foundry. Build a small base on one side..." I guess he has an idea, but he hasn't made it? I don't know. "Build a small base on one side of the map, and on the top part of the base, put machine gun turrets and sniper rifles. Then put energy cores that are always falling and exploding on the other side. Give the other team battle rifles and spanker missiles and increase strength. And the team in the fort give them ARs and BRs and x2 shields. I call it the Alamo. Thought on this is in U.S. history when we were learning about the Alamo. P.S. Call the team outside the fort the Santa Anas and the team inside Tejanos. So keep on fragging brown-eyed mooners, whatever that is."
You know, that reminds me of that terrible movie that came out about 3 or 4 years ago called The Alamo.
Was it that bad? I never saw it.
Oh, it was terrible, yeah. They had Billy Bob Thornton in it. It was really terrible. I don't recommend anyone go see it.
Man, I mean, Billy Bob Thornton could be a good actor, too. It's just...
Oh, he can, but the movie was no good.
It's weird. It's like when good actors do horrible movies, like when Ben Kingsley was in that Uwe Boll movie recently, the Dragon Siege, Dungeon Siege or something. No, he was in Blood Rain. Yeah, he was like the main bad guy in Blood Rain. And it's like, oh man, Ben Kingsley, what have you done?
I missed that one. I usually watch classic films myself.
Yeah.
But that's, I like Ben Kingsley.
Yeah, yeah. You know, he made Gandhi. And here he is in an Uwe Boll movie. Oh, for shame, Ben Kingsley. You're fired from acting. Okay.
Oh, but I digress. Anyway, we've got a little tip from Jokeman31. Jokeman31 says that he's got a huge glitch for us.
Huge.
On the map Foundry, make a double box, press X, and change it so it doesn't respawn in the start. Now remember where you put it. This is very important because if you forget, you might mess it up.
Okay.
So start a new round and go where you placed the box quickly, and place a new box at a different angle, and then wait about 1 minute, and the box you placed before will appear out of nowhere, and if you do it just right, they'll be fused together.
Oh, nice.
For more complex fusions, make the spawn time longer on the box. After you fuse them, change the first box back to respawn at the start, and there you go, a combined wall / box. He notes this will only work with items that do not move after you place them, such as teleporters, walls, bridges, boxes, etc. You won't be able to fuse a mongoose with a scorpion tank, no matter how hard you try. He says, trust him, he's tried. See, that depresses me. I was really looking forward to like a Wraith and a scorpion melded together in some way that you could like shoot both guns at once.
A Rorthian or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. But and he also says we should keep on fragging miggots. I think he meant midgets.
I think he did, but he should have used spell check.
Well, all right.
Maybe there is a midgets. Who knows? Maybe that's what it picked up. Oh, you're talking about the West Indian fruit. Yes, midgets. Those are great.
Maybe I'll go look that one up, too.
I just made that up. Could be something
all right,
like
well,
that.
Well, thanks, Joke Man. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely frag those midgets. Okay, Arbitation sends one in. I think he meant arbitration. I don't know. Or is there arbitration as well?
He says arbitration twice.
Yeah, arbitration says, hey, it's arbitration here. So, I think he spelled it that way intentionally, but is there a word, arbitration?
I don't believe so.
Okay, getting picky about the spelling here. I made a pretty cool map to test your driving and vehicle shooting skills. You'll need an absolute minimum of 2 people for the driving, although it's better with 3. You only need 1 person for the shooting because, as we all hopefully know, there's only 1 gun on each vehicle. I made it mainly for the Podtacular Marines use, but I don't really mind if you use it for your own purposes. So, you start off in Foundry, in one of the little side rooms on the left-hand bases, and there's a Warthog and 2 Mongeese in there with you. If you walk down the hall that takes you to your main hall, there'll be a teleporter in the corner. I'll get to what that is for in a moment. Anyway, you and the other person get into a vehicle, and you drive off the ledge and try to land it without flipping. You then drive through a course made of walls and ramps. I made 2 levels with the useful magical teleporter levitation trick. The trick is there's fusion coils all around, and the other person in the vehicle has to shoot them. This is just a test for your in-car shooting. I can't remember how many coils there are altogether, but there's quite a few, and an especially tricky bit where if the shooter doesn't shoot the coils in front of the double open box thingy, you go right through them and explode. Now, I mentioned, and this goes on for a while, so I'm going to read just a tad more. I mentioned a third person and a teleporter. This part is optional, but it makes it fun if you're timing it all. So I guess this is kind of like a big training area, right? Where you just
or
go through
like
and shoot a bunch of
type of game of some sort.
Yeah, like the beginning part of Call of Duty 4, the training room.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
draw
like
frag now, you know, shoot the guys and everything, and you're timing yourself. Okay, well, if you guys want to read more about it, it's in the show notes, and it goes on for a while. Arbitation.
All right, well, thanks there, Arbitation. Next one is from Assassin073. He said the first map he ever made is what he calls an enhancement map. It is basically, actually, it sounds like there's a few of them. They're basically maps that he tweaks up a bit to make them more fun. His two favorites are Valhalla and Sand Trip, which are the only ones in my file share due to his lack of MS points and Bungie Pro. But basically, Valhalla has extra weapons in it, and on top of each base, lots of equipment and grenades in each base. A ghost, a turret, and coag-style teleporters. He said, coag fans will like this map. Well, that's good for people like me who like the Halo 2 maps. But he said, moving out of the base, you'll find the laser, that the laser has been relocated. He said you have to see if you can find it with one of the grab lifts scattered around the map. There's an overshield and a camo in the corners of the map and a few extra weapons. Oh, and if you can get the scorpion in the middle of the map before your opponent, you could gain the upper hand. And that one actually sounds kind of like a coag remake.
Yeah.
If you ask me. I mean, sounds like it could be fun. It continues on with Sand Trip. In case you haven't noticed, the names for these maps are the same, but with one letter change. We had noticed that. That's actually quite creative. But Sand Trip doesn't have too much change to it. There are spawn points and snipers in high places, and a scorpion and a wraith somewhere. The grab hammers have been relocated to where he thinks they would be the cleverest place he has ever put a weapon. He has to try and find it. But unlike the laser in Valhalla, no grav lift will help you get there. It depends on where you spawn. There are lots of sniper perches, two energy swords on either side of the map, and a hidden banshee. And you can spawn on the radio antenna, and a sniper is up there. And he said you can play these maps with any game type, and mentions a couple more maps he's got. He's got a couple called Surrounded, The Bomb Place, and Immigrant. Said a couple of these aren't in his file share yet. It looks like he's doesn't have quite enough spots for all these, but they all look like a lot of fun. You might check them out. They'll be in the show notes, hopefully at the end. So his gamer tag is Assassin073 if you want to hit him up for the game.
Good stuff. Nice. Well, yeah, he's got a lot of maps there and instructions and details about those. So definitely something to check out. On to a cool cucumber who says, so, Fumo's back from England, eh? What to you, Fumo? Yeah, I'm back, man.
Oh, really? You were in England?
Yeah, dude, I was in England for 2 weeks, man.
Oh, it sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was super fun, man. I got to go all over the place there. I got to travel into North Wales and go through and check out some castles from, like, the 12 and 1300s, which was pretty wild. I got to go up in the tower of a 9-story, like, tower inside of a castle, and just to go to the top of that thing and see like how worn just the stone was at the top of it, and yet this entire thing is standing that we just walked up a circular staircase to go up 9 stories was pretty incredible, you know. So
that's pretty cool. Do you have some fish and chips while you're there?
I didn't. I'm a vegetarian, but I had lots of really good Indian food, as it turned out, and there was plenty of options at the pubs around there. I did get to sample a lot of fantastic ginger ales.
Yeah, I would bet their Indian food is pretty good, considering India used to be part of their little empire.
That's the thing, man. In the U.S., Chinese food takeout is a big deal. In the U.K., Indian food takeout is a big deal. So it's, in fact, a Chinese place in the U.K. is more like a fancy place.
Oh, that's good to know. So that's a good tip for all you people out there who are going to England anytime soon.
Yeah, or not, you know. Soon. Yeah. Sometime in your life, you know, keep that in mind. Anyway, so he says, but let's get into my custom map. Let's do that. It is for Infection, and it's on Sand Trap. Humans are stuck in the tunnel, sticking up from the ground. A zombie is on top of the tunnel. Humans start with pistols, but there are splazers, sentinel beams, and needlers near their spawn. Instant kill is turned on with everyone, and the zombie has a saber sword. It is really scary because you could be walking around and have a sword stuck in your head. Now prepare for the best keep on fragging ever. Okay, I'm prepared. Here we go. Keep on fragging old sliced nunchuck cheeses with a side of British toast. Wow. That was awesome.
And then he asked, was that awesome or what?
It was.
I'm not quite sure even what to think of that.
I think that was a joke from a previous show, but there gets to be so many of them that sometimes I lose track of the jokes in our own show, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, when you get up to like 150 of them, dear lord.
Yeah, man, I don't know. I can't keep track of 150 episodes and all the jokes therein. So I do my best. So sorry, cucumber. But I would definitely eat some nunchuck cheese, though.
I guess so. All right, well, next one is a little tip from jgrave73. Said, here's something to do when creating a map on Foundry. Put a box standing and then put a bridge on it. Delete the box and the bridge will be floating. You can make different floors to the level. Keep on fragging anything that moves.
Yeah,
that sounds pretty interesting. So you can make some multi-level maps without having supports.
Yeah, I think we've mentioned that before a bit. And in fact, if you guys want to check out the previous Customs and Call-In show, we had Forge Hub on there. We had a dude from Forge Hub who went to explain a lot of details about some really cool techniques on how to do some really advanced stuff with Forge that really Bungie didn't originally intend with the limits that they put on there, but have been figured out anyway. So there's some cool ways to get around the inbuilt limitations on Forge to make some fantastic stuff that people are really using, including I'm being kind of vague, including stuff like this, to be able to float things, but at specific angles that you want to keep them at. Definitely check out that show. He talks about it in detail, and check out ForgeHub.com for cool video tutorials and some of the best Forge maps around and things like that. So those guys really know what they're doing. Anyway, take the next one, man. That was short.
Actually, Excarton just got back. He seems to have resolved his issues.
Oh, great.
Yep.
Actually, I'm going to continue up. Ziggy Pendar says, "Hey again, Podtacular. This is for the Customs and Creations show." Well, that's good because that's what we're reading right now. he made a map on Foundry called Crossfire. There are two level bases on each side. In the middle is a small building with an overshield on it. It is the same distance from each base. There is a blazer in one base and a beam rifle in the other. Both bases are marked with A and B signs. To the left and right of each base is an outpost, each with a needler in it. The rocket launcher is in an open double box to the right of base A. It has two shots that has a fast respawn. The map is set up for a game type, but it works best with Slayer, Team Slayer, or CTF. He said it should be in his file share soon. Please check it out and download. Hopefully it's in his file share by now. So when you guys are listening to it, you can take it down. You can try downloading it. But he said, "Party on, PodTac, and keep on fragging retarded wannabes with Super Bowl rings and fake teeth."
Wow.
All right. Well, we'll do that. You know, actually, his map sounds like it might be pretty good for, like, a flag game, too. I mean, I'm always a fan of these metrical base type games.
Yeah, that's not.
Sounds simplistic, but, you know, could work. I didn't try to figure out what weapon start would be best for that, but it, you know, sounds pretty interesting. This is a little simple, you know, kind of run and gun type map.
Yeah, it does sound pretty simplistic to where there's pretty much just these two bases that are pretty basic, maybe, but I guess it's hard to tell from just reading that. We'd have to see it, how it actually turns out, but who
sometimes
knows?
Less is more, you know?
This is true.
Yeah, something tells me that with most of these game types, you kind of have to download it and try it out, because, you know, something could sound really awesome on here, and then it could not be so good.
Yeah.
Like I say, it's cross.
And the converse, of course.
Yeah. And sometimes, yeah, you're right, less is more. But then again, sometimes less is less. When it's keep it simple at all costs, I think sometimes is kind of flawed. I don't know. And I guess I'm kind of looking more at the overarching, like some of Bungie's maps that I thought would be a lot more complex and interesting that turned out to be, you know, pretty basic. You know, some of the stuff like disappointed me as it turned out, but you know, that's okay. We got more downloadable content coming. We do have some good maps on there. I'm hoping to get something as cool as like Headlong was for Halo 2. I really enjoyed that map, man. That's one I could play over and over onto the end of Halo 2. Adam,
yeah,
and
I know.
Just thoroughly enjoy it.
Yeah, Indy liked it so much he thought it was on Halo 3 earlier.
Yeah, this is true.
I make fun of myself there, but I mean, you can go ahead and cruel there and do it. I'm never going to live that down.
Yeah. Wasn't that Headlong? I don't know, I think. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, that would be cool if they did remake that map. I know there's, you know, big debate out there if they should remake maps or they should make new ones or what they should do, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, something a little more complex would be nice, you know? It seems like with all the stuff so far, with a lot of the stuff, I shouldn't say all of it, but there's been this, you know, keep it simple at all costs. And I think it's more keep it fun at all costs is what it should be. And
yeah,
right.
You know, don't worry about necessarily keeping it so simple that a monkey could, you know, run through the whole map easily and see everything that's going on and all that stuff. But, you know, make it interesting, make it, you know, complex can sometimes be just as interesting as like, you know, simple, perfection kind of thing. So, you know, I mean, like, for instance, Call of Duty 4, a lot of the maps, I mean, you know, making a, I guess, kind of an unfair comparison in a way there because of the amount of junk all over the place in Call of Duty. And, you know, sometimes it gets to be kind of difficult to see a lot of the details or to see how simple it really is. You know what I'm saying?
But,
but nonetheless, it gets to have some pretty complex areas and pretty large, there's a lot to it.
Now, have you considered that perhaps the reason that you think Halo is so simple is because you play campaign on easy?
Ah, good point. Yeah, since I play so much easy, it does make it seem entirely simple. I mean, heck, you know, I go through the thing is, I get killed most of the time on easy, so it doesn't really make that much difference. So.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah, I'm still working on level one on easy. That's tough, man.
I just had to throw that one.
I mean, those aliens are like shooting Nerf balls at me the whole time, and I'm just, you know, it hurts.
on a side note, Nerf guns, if you ever had one, was probably the best thing to ever have as a kid growing up.
Oh, man. Did you ever have those, like, bazooka ones that you just, like, pump, like, what I'm talking about? That you have, like, you put, like, four or five balls in the front, and then you could just, like, pump them and shoot them, like, one at a time? Those are great, man.
Oh, yeah. I have that, and the bow and arrow felt like, you know, Turok. You know, the huge bow.
See, a Nerf bow and arrow, something's weird about
that. You guys obviously did not have enough Legos.
Oh, are you kidding me? I was a Lego maniac, dude.
Yeah.
All right. I just want to make sure.
Oh, no way, man.
I had city.
Yeah.
What, airport, you know?
You know, I wonder if they did a study, if they might find that people who play with Legos more make better Forge maps.
Ah. That would be a good study to do, definitely. Make it all scientific, get everybody in a, you know, in a white, clean room and everything, and, you know, put
so
down...
All you grad students out there that are looking for PhD theses to write, there's a suggestion for you.
This is true.
I'm absolutely if you'll be able to find someone to fund that.
If your professor laughs at you at the end, it's not our fault.
You know, it's a good idea, though. I'd give him an A. I would give him an A.
I wouldn't even have to look at the paper. I'm like, A. That's it. Halo, exactly. Legos. Oh, you just can't go wrong with this. You don't even have to write it. Just the title is good enough.
The guy that made Zanzibar out of Legos. I don't know if you ever saw that.
I did see that. Unbelievable.
Oh, it was.
That has impressive detail, too. I mean, it goes all the way down to the seawall and all the way past and everything. It's something else. That is something to see. If you guys can look that up, if you guys want to look that up on the web and everything. I know it was on HBO and as he went along. It was actually kind of showed his progress on HBO, but boy, that was great. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, is there anything that's not on HBO?
Not really. Pretty much everything Halo and non-Halo related is on HBO.
Anyway, I guess we should continue here.
I guess. I don't know.
X-Geek X says, "What's up, Podtacular? Fumo Jive, JVB, Dialplex." Oh, he didn't say hello to me, but I guess he wasn't be here. Anyways, I've got an awesome map that I made from scratch that I think you guys will enjoy. The zombies must get through the maze, then climb a tower to kill the humans. The humans start up top and have to hoard off the zombies, bearing down on them. They also have access to an armory, but where is it? You have to find it on your own. This map is on Foundry and also in my file share. His gamer tag is XGEEGX, no spaces. Thanks, Podtacular. You guys rock. Keep on fragging trucks, especially ice cream trucks, because you can see ice cream flying everywhere and kids running in terror.
Wow.
Dude, that is really sadistic.
It is, man. Dang. Poor kids, man. They didn't know the ice cream truck was going to get fragged. They were just going to get what do you call those things? Like the rocket ships and all the different, I don't even remember what all the stuff they had at the ice cream truck. They always had these cool names, though.
Ice cream sandwiches, perhaps?
Well, yeah, that's like the basic kind that doesn't get creative, but no, they get, you know, they go way beyond that. They have like I can't even think of it now, but they had like all these creative names for like all these different, ice cream cones. I mean, you gotta get creative, like to be, you know, to compete with the other ice cream trucks that are coming around, I guess.
Well, see, I lived in Minnesota. We didn't have many ice cream trucks.
You guys just had ice cream sandwiches and that's it.
I mean, you know, you went outside and it was like, there's always snow on the ground. Who wants ice cream?
Ah, good point. Yeah. They would probably have hot ice cream, but that wouldn't be ice cream anymore, would it?
I don't know. I always had fried ice cream. I don't really know what that is.
Hot cream? I don't know.
Now here's a question. You know, when I read things like this, I always think of them like in Halo 2 terms. Like, this one sounds just like Ascension, because there's a tower, and then everyone's running up to it, and then there's multiple ways to get there.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I just played too much Halo 2. I don't know.
Dude, you got Halo 2 in the brain, man.
I won't say anything about that.
I'm still working with my psychologist about it. We're getting through to the root of the issue, and, you know, it's about my parents, and it's a long story.
Well, you know. Yeah, I can't really get into the details here. I'd have to...
Yeah, all that right, makes well, sense. Well, I don't want to embarrass you on the show, so. That's cool, though. Right on. Okay, moving on to, let's see, let's do one or two more here. We got one from DaBenny17. He says, yo, what up, my homies? It's DaBenny17 again. Me and my friend were, as usual, doing some forge editing. I made a map on Narrows. It had different kinds of defenses. One side had turrets, and the other side had a real cool box defense. My friend made that side because I can't balance stuff, even in real life. There were small gaps between the boxes, which you could shoot out of. Here's the awesome part. To stop spawn killing across the map, I put 4 grav lifts that were spread evenly across the top walkway. On these grav lifts were pallets and wooden roadblocks that, when they fell off the grav lifts and smashed, would instantly respawn back in the lifts. You can hardly shoot through them, and you can walk through them without getting hurt. There's a lot of different weapons on either side of the maps, but only spanker rockets in the middle of the map. I normally use it as practice ground because you can snipe and stick the pallets and stuff in the middle. Since my freaking wireless adapter didn't come when it should have, it might not appear in my file share. I do have a live account, but I don't know whether you have to be always connected to live for file share to appear, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, he said it's on there anyway. It's called High Flyer, and my gamer tag is DubNE17. Thanks for all the podcasts, and shout out to my dog, Bungie, Plasma Grenades, and the strange people at YouTube.com. Keep on using the golden melee technique. Will do.
Awesome.
Nice. Hey, you know what I was thinking? He was talking about those lifts. I was just like, random thought popped into my brain about that. What if, like, you had this area where you had this, you used a lift as kind of like a buoyancy thing, where you put a turret on a box or something, and then you got on the turret, and then the box, like, was balanced on top of this lift that was always shooting up, like maybe one of those double man cannon lifts. But then there was, like, boxes all around so that it basically has to, like, float up and down, like, on top of the lift. So it's, like, bouncing around all over the place, and you're firing out of it. I mean, it wouldn't help anything. It would just be kind of, like, a weird, fun thing to do. Sort of, maybe. Only in my imagination.
Yeah, that sounds pretty interesting.
So you'd be flying. So you'd kind of be flying around the board while on a turret without a vehicle driving you, kind of.
Maybe that could happen too if you just kind of space the man cannons like just right to where it just like fires you up in the air towards the next man cannon. You're just like flying around the whole map like on this man cannon on a turret, and you're just like firing towards the center. Going crazy.
There was that, remember that suicide that guy did, and they had the video on YouTube where he was that map, and he jumped around like for a minute, and then the grenade hit him.
Uh-huh.
That's what that reminds me of.
Yeah. I don't know why I think it would be cooler with the turret, but for some reason I do. I don't know why. Doesn't really make any sense. But we'll practice the golden melee technique, no doubt. Whatever that is.
I don't know. What is it?
I don't know. I don't either. That's probably one of those jokes in the previous 150 episodes that I've forgotten as well.
That's what I was going
to do some research.
Or maybe it's because you've been on vacation in England and, you know.
My memory got wiped while I was there, so it's probably part of it. Yeah.
It's possible.
Yeah, yeah. You know, all that ginger ale really does a lot to you, you know.
Well, I think you got a topic for episode 151 now, don't you?
I surely do. Actually, hopefully I don't get to that topic because I don't think we'll ever finish the episode if that happens.
Story time. Tell us a story.
Yeah. All right. So I guess we should wrap it on up here. Unfortunately, we're out of time. There's a lot of people that sent in stuff that we didn't have time to get to, and people that sent in stuff last week, same thing happened. In fact, it was even more so last week because we had 2 weeks worth of stuff people sent in. So, and we only got to 14 of those as it turned out. So sorry to those people last week and this week we didn't get to. Keep sending stuff in. The earlier you send it in from when we request it, the more likely it is to be in the show. In fact, here is a pro tip. Send it in when it's not that week. Like, for instance, if this week is the Customs and Call-In show, send in a multiplayer tip, and it will be ahead of the game next time the multiplayer comes around. Ah, so keep that in mind.
That's a good idea.
Definitely. I save those. Okay, so wrapping things up, sending your comments, etc. to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye on podtacular.com for an invitation to send in stuff for next week's show.
You guys can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the call-ins and tales from the Foxhole show.
Yep.
And be sure to check Moo Moo and the rest of the gang out at podtacular.com. While you're there, definitely check out the forums. There's lots of events, projects, and ways to make friends and play Halo with cool people. And I can attest to that because you guys are definitely cool people.
Well, thanks, man. So are you.
Not at all.
Well, thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or site, contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill, digging the podcast on dig.com, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes. We couldn't do it without you.
And check out the other shows on the GamerCast Network, Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, the GCN Video Game Show, and JVB's show, Post Game Report, at talkingaboutgames.com. Speaking of Sarcastic Gamer, thank you to Fumo Jai for talking about talking up Halo 3 Junk on there when he was on there a couple weeks ago. He did very nice.
Oh, of course, man. I mean, and, just talking about what a great resource that is that you guys have there, man. You just did a fantastic job on it, and it's definitely worth checking out for all Halo fans out there.
You forgot one little bullet to know on here. It's send all hate mail to indudamarius@junk.ws.
Ah, I did forget that. Yeah. That was in the footnotes.
That's all right. I'll respond to all email in kind.
Nice. Flame war over email. Good stuff. Well, I want to thank you guys for being on. Thanks to...
it's been great fun.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It has.
I had a blast.
Well, glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. So check these guys out at halo3.junk.ws. Sign up, create an account. Get your own customized forum signature and all of your stats available right there that you can't otherwise sometimes get on Bungie.net, and get into it in a lot more detail. So, right on. Be sure to go there in the morning so that you don't miss out on the 100 slots a day. Man, that must be crazy. 100 new users every day, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
it's hard to keep up with. I think we're up to about 15,000 now.
Ooh. Aye. Well,
only a few months.
I guess we'll leave it at that. And until next time, guys, I'm Fumo Jive.
All right. And this is Indutio Maris.
And this is X-Cardon.
Keep on fragging trucks. Indutio Maris. Dude, you're right. That is a lot of syllables.
Yeah, it is, actually. It's from Julius Caesar, you know.
Is it?
Yeah, Julius Caesar killed the first Indutio Maris, and I'm the second.
He probably killed him because his name was so long.
it wouldn't surprise me, actually. Actually, so that's probably the only reason he wrote about him. He's like, hey, look, this guy's got six syllables in his name.
He's like, and Indutio Maris, I am sick and tired of saying your name. You are dead.
Well, that's exactly what he did. He killed.
Do you think people just called him like N or like I or something? Or
I don't know. He was French, sort of.
Was he?
Well, he was Gallic.
Well, Gallic, isn't that Scottish?
No, those are the French.
Well, Gallic is the Scottish, like, native language, but I don't know. They were talking about...
He was wearing a kilt.
I don't know. They're all
was a French. I mean, he was French. He wore a kilt. He played bagpipes. He was French. Come on.
He wielded a baguette in one hand and a bottle of wine in the other, and, you know.
I mean, naturally, he drank a lot of Scotch whiskey and, you know, French guy.
Well, I've got something in common with him, then. I drink a lot of Scotch whiskey.
Ah.
Well. You did it, the land.
There's only one thing left to say.
Yeah, I can finish reading that one.
Okay, go for it, man. Actually, we should probably say something.
Yeah.
Instead of you just, like, continuing right on, like, whoa, different voice.
It's like, hey, that guy's voice changed.
What happened?
He's going through puberty on the show.
I guess so. Wow, a little late.
Yeah, since he's married now. Gamer Cast.